if somebody asked you, hey, where's the broom? You'd say, well, it's over there.
By the door.
By the door, or behind the door?
Probably by.
By the door, okay. Let me see. Here's one that you probably don't do. But your mother probably did. On Monday, women get together all the dirty clothes and they do what?
The laundry.
Okay.
What makes you think I don't do laundry?
When would you have time
to
when would you have time to do laundry?
Very seldom.
Okay, and if you take all that, is there another term that you're sometimes used for the laundry?
The washing.
Washing, okay. Now, you mentioned in the house going from the first floor to the second floor, you have
what? An entry.
An entry, uh-huh. But if I want to get upstairs.
Stairwell.
I take the stairwell, okay.
Oh, no, I take the stairs.
You take the stairs, yeah. But they are in a stairwell.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you call them stairs inside. What about outside? What would you call them there? If you have, let's say you have one or two of them coming up to a porch, would you call?
Well, if you're going to say one or two, I'd say the stoop.
Say stoop.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And but I'd say the stairs on the outside, if I'm talking about lots of them.
Okay. Now, this house is really kind of unusual. It doesn't have, what do you call a thing that's usually across the front of a house?
Porch?
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever seen a Dutch colonial house with a porch?
But it's unusual for the South, you have to admit.
That's true.
Yeah.
But this house is only about 45, well, that's right, 45 years old.
Really? Is it that old?
Mm-hmm.
Really a nice house.
Thank
really
you, I like it. It's falling apart, but I like it.
Yeah, I really would like to live here. Very nice. Let me see. If you have a porch on the back, do you still call it a porch?
Call it a back porch. Okay. Never a porch, because a porch connotes the front.
Okay. What about on the side?
Side porch.
Okay. You ever call them a veranda?
No.
Or a piazza?
No.
Okay.
That's big. Class.
Much grander.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned a stoop. What's the difference between a porch and a stoop?
A stoop one doesn't sit on, you know?
Okay, is it small? You mean it's small?
Yeah.
Kind of affair. Okay.
And you know, I bet Mike, not many people in Augusta would call it a stoop.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you think, happen then that you would? Yeah.
Well, I guess living in Boston was a very traumatic time because nobody could understand me, and I'd never been able to say it. Mm-hmm. And so I tried hard. I never learned to say jelly, but I tried hard to say those things where I could communicate, and I think I picked up stoop by them. I don't think you'd find many people in Augusta saying stoop.
Okay.
But then I don't think you'd find many people in the East saying curbing. Do you know what I mean by curbing or coping? Do you know what a coping is?
What do you mean by that?
Okay, in the house downtown, you had a house, and then you had the yard, and then you had the sidewalk, okay? Mm-hmm. But between the sidewalk and the yard was a raised thing about 3 feet, which we all called a coping, you know?
Mm.
And I don't think people talk about copings much anymore.
Between the sidewalk and the yard.
Yeah, huh? It's what separates you from that public place. That public thoroughfare.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times downtown people had copings,
mm-hmm.
which was the barrier kind of thing.
That's very interesting. Would you, you had the yard and maybe a coping, what you call a coping, and then a sidewalk, and then usually there's a
green
yeah.
island type thing.
What do you call that?